This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Bike share programs where riders pay to unlock a bike for short rides are popping up all over. One issue they're grappling with is helmets. One study shows most bike share users, about 80%, don't wear them. That's a much higher rate of unprotected heads than bike riders overall. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports on how those who run the programs deal with riders' reluctance to strap on helmets.
There are so many reasons people don't ride bikes. It's too hot. It's too cold. I look ridiculous in spandex. These are what people in the bike world call barriers to cycling. Among the most common?
Possibly the hair, the helmet hair.
That's Lindsay West. She heads Birmingham's bike share program, which launches this month. They've talked about whether to require helmets, but decided against it. They want people to rent bikes. They're even going so far as to put electric pedal assist on their bikes, making hills easier.
So we want to reduce the barrier to bike share.
West says people don't ride bike share bikes the way they do road bikes, flying down streets at about 15 miles per hour. Instead, these bikes are designed for tooling around town at a more leisurely pace. People sit upright. The bikes are sturdy.
You also can't miss them. They're green, they're blue, the lights are on there. So I think that encourages safety just also in its design.
Ralph Bueller, associate professor in urban affairs and planning at Virginia Tech, has studied cyclist safety. He says there are bike share systems where helmets are required, like in Australia.
But still, these systems are not doing as well as systems where bike helmet use is not mandatory.
People in Seattle know this well. Their bike share program launched a year ago. In Seattle, cyclists must, by law, wear a helmet.
Well, it's definitely been a challenge.
Holly Hauser is executive director of the program there. She says they knew requiring helmets would affect usership. Plus, it's a burden in terms of logistics and cost.
The cost of the helmet cleaning and helmet pickups, as well as the hardware that hold the helmets and the helmets themselves.
Hauser says after every use, helmets are collected, hand-washed, and inspected for cracks. If they're good, they're wrapped up and ready to rent again. If not, that's another liability. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.